What up, guys? It's your boy, Tiny Sumo, coming to you with the introduction for the podcast. It's the DCE Pirate Radio Podcast / Tiny Sumo Talk Time. Why? Because it's Tiny Sumo Takeover. We're doing a collab. I'm out here in SA. We're making things happen in the professional studio. I got a mic and shit. I'm not recording in the mobile studio today. So that's how we do. Now, do yourself a favor. Go to dirtycleaneats.com. Check out the product there. You can use the code DCE, Tiny Sumo, 10% off on all purchases there. Find the boys on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube, and you can listen to their podcast, the DCE Pirate Radio Podcast, on iTunes now. Hey, you're going to be online. You're going to be searching things. Why not search for fingertape.com.au? Check out the product there. Use the code TINYSUMO, 10% off. Keep your fingers healthy. Keep your toes healthy. Keep your joints right. Stay on the mat. And you can find them on Facebook and Instagram as well. Me, I'm Tiny Sumo. You might have already found me on one of the social media platforms. I'm not sure. I don't know where you're watching this. You're your own person, so you keep doing you. And make sure you listen to the entire episode. It's about an hour and a half of absolute nonsense, but it's well worth a listen. Peace!
I'll kiss you on the lips and take you to Italy.
That is a classic.
Shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
Anyway, no time for nonsense. Gotta get down to business.
We're gonna get straight to the point. We've got no time for nonsense.
No time for messing around. Straight to the point.
No time for fluffing about. Yeah. Straight to it. Just straight to the point.
Just gonna get on with it.
Better not be honeybeating me, bro.
Don't you look at me in that tone of voice. Auf Wiedersehen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce to you, from the depths of our twisted imaginations, the DCE Pirate Radio Podcast.
It doesn't make any sense.
The Pirate Radio Podcast, my friend.
You're such an idiot.
So, Matthew, why do you want this job?
Like animals.
Like your podcast face, please.
Can I say something?
Speak.
Is it my turn now? Jeff, you good?
Guys, I have a not sponsored by Pure Blonde.
No. Oh, do we have to cut? No, we don't have to cover the labels, but I will anyway. Because I'm a professional.
Oh, they're just props. There's apple cider in here.
Yeah! We've refilled it with wine because we're professionals and we advocate a healthy lifestyle.
This is a live performance.
No bears were harmed in the making of this video.
Not during the making, but maybe afterwards.
Well, we're at the beginning, so.
True. We never know. We don't know where the podcast will take us.
For everything, turn.
Oh, I thought I hadn't pushed record then. I'm looking at it, I'm like, what's going on here?
I'm so sick of amateur hour.
To be fair, I am probably not in a position to say anything about that.
Yeah, mate, it's a safe area. You can say whatever you want.
But I know a guy that does a podcast off his phone in his car, so I can't make those kind of.
No, but that's for artistic reasons.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, it's a mobile studio.
I like it.
The acoustics work well. I have a charging point.
You can listen to the radio while you're doing it.
Quietly.
Yeah.
I don't want to get dragged off YouTube for copyright infringement. Because once again, I'm professional. So there you go.
Well, what's it got to do with you? I thought it was just a guy who knew.
He doesn't want to. and you know, and we talk.
I'm a guy like me.
I'm an investigator.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. No, I'm just checking.
I thought of a good idea for the podcast as well.
Go on.
Because now that we write down what we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
Either prominently displaying it or reading it out at the beginning, so that throughout the entire podcast, not only do you have to put up with our nonsense, you have to go, what the hell does cricket bat mean?
Yeah.
Like, what are they? And then it's like a game you can play to try and figure out the little code word versus what we actually talk about.
Or do you then get to the end of the podcast as a viewer and go, they didn't fucking mention cricket bat once.
Yeah.
I've been waiting. I don't know what it's about now. We have to wait till the next episode.
We can you hook them.
That's how you get them hooked.
Professionals, mate. This is why I'm just copying your podcast.
Yeah.
And now our podcast is taking off. It's great.
It's worked out well. Not bad for a guy in his car.
Yeah, that I know.
That I've watched his episodes. I mean, we'll plug that later. That's fine.
Anyway, I bet you're doing the intro today.
Oh, what up, guys? It's your boy, Tiny Sumo, coming live.
Look at him. He just snapped straight into it.
I need you to see this.
That's where it's at. That's where it's at. You got to do the intro. The intro is important because people go, oh, I'm watching something. And he's going to tell me something. What up, guys? It's your boy, Tiny Sumo, coming to you live with the Tiny Sumo takeover of the DC Pirate Radio podcast. We're filming in Adelaide as we speak. I want you to do a favor and go to dirtycleaneats.com. Check out the product there. While you're there, use the code DC Tiny Sumo for 10% off all your purchases. How was that?
That was fantastic.
There we go.
Strip Club DJ.
Yeah.
Coming to the stage is Mandy. Why do I have to be a strip club DJ?
It takes us straight into stripper promo pages.
You can work your way up.
Yeah. Okay, you start there. Okay, that's cool.
No, you start in like nightclubs. You work your way up to the strip club.
Nice. Yeah, that's more exciting.
That's the creme de la creme.
But yes, this is the DC Pirate Radio podcast featuring Tiny Sumo, a.k.a. Tiny Sumo Talk Time and Tiny Sumo Daily Drop. You can find those as well by looking them up. We'll link that stuff later in the bio.
We're doing a swap cast, baby. We're keeping people guessing.
I got in trouble in a strip club at Christmas.
I'm not shocked by that.
Yeah. I know.
Which one of these stories are you
going to
tell?
No, normally I wasn't doing. I don't like strip clubs. You know this. I was there with.
I don't see the point. It seems like paying for something you can get for free.
Yeah. So I was there with Skippy and Todd, and they were all drinking, and I was just sitting on my phone. And then, unbeknownst to me, like we were sitting up, sort of not at the back, but towards the back of this strip club in Cairns, and all of a sudden Todd and Skippy were like, dude, I'm like tapping me. I'm like, what? They're like, did you not hear that? And apparently like the DJ dude who obviously sits up in his ivory tower had seen me just sitting there. Literally, I'd been on my phone for like 10-15 minutes, yeah. Didn't care. He was like basically making fun of me from the DJ box, like, yeah. Oh, like someone's coming up to the stage. That guy over there obviously doesn't care because he's been on his phone for the like the dude with the beard obviously doesn't care. And everyone's just like, James, get off your phone. I'm like, oh, they're like, you're not supposed to be on your phone in here. I'm like, I'm not taking photos. They're like, yeah,
but
it's rude. They're like, it's rude. The girls are dancing. I'm like, I don't fucking care.
Oh, I'm a fiver. Fuck. If I can play on my phone for a little bit longer, here's a fistful of gold coins. Leave me alone. Leave me be.
Look, I don't want to be here. I'm completely okay with you doing whatever you want to do with your life, but what I want to do with my life right now is... Yeah, probably...
Level up on Candy Crush. I'm assuming you level up. I've never played Candy Crush.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I've also never played it.
No, I think you can level up. What? You must.
Yeah, you go up levels.
A bit like Tetris. Gets faster or something?
Pac-Man.
Tetris gets faster, doesn't it?
I think it gets harder.
I saw someone live stream the World Tetris Championships on Instagram the other day. That was fucking crazy. Got some speed to it. That's a skill. I'm not like a usable one, but
It would be if you were a removalist.
Yes, it would be.
Or you worked in a warehouse.
But only if you can move the stock and not just your thumbs on the thing.
Yeah, but it's all making patterns in your head.
Okay,
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah.
If you've got too much time on your hands, check out speedrunning on YouTube.
What?
Speedrunning, it's a thing. It's people that complete video games in the shortest amount of time possible.
Okay.
So sometimes they'll finish, say, Mario in 3.6 seconds.
I thought you meant speedrunning like...
Like people that run fast.
That's a thing. Matt, I've said that.
That's in the Olympics, man.
If you want to kill time, jump online. Have a look at Usain Bolt.
Yeah. Oh, Usain.
Oh, okay.
Not going to kill much time.
I mean, 9-point-something seconds. But, you know, whatever.
Watch it again.
Watch it. You can watch it a bunch of times.
You could watch it, like... 5 or 6 times a minute.
Treat yourself, whatever.
Depends how fast your phone buffers.
And are you watching the start? Are you watching them get into the blocks? Are you watching them take the... You know what I mean?
No, just
the run.
Bang, bang.
Just the run.
What are we watching?
Usain Bolt.
Oh, I thought we were watching a gay cowboy stripper. One of those dance moves.
Bang, bang.
It's Bang, Bang, James.
Jimmy Bang Bang.
Jimmy Bang Bang.
That is your name now.
Jimmy Bang Bang.
That is the best.
Do you guys have business cards yet? And if not.
Yeah, we do.
That's like that meme I sent you the other day. Like, goddamn Magic Johnson wasted the best porn name ever on a basketball career.
Bang Bang James. I like it, man. Jimmy Bang Bang.
There's no point having your own small business. You can't waste money on fucking nonsense.
That's true.
That was the cure-all. There's no point making money if you can't waste it on stupid shit.
Yeah, exactly. Like the goal is to make enough money to cover expenses.
Yes.
And then waste the rest on everything else.
Trying to help people.
Yeah, I'll help some people and waste some stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
I'll read you a summarized version of this. It's a meme. It's a dude I follow on Instagram. He is a He's a bit of a piece of shit, but he's an entertaining piece of shit.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, pretty much. One of those people who are like, I find that interesting. I don't want to be like you.
Yeah. He calls himself the Slut Whisperer, and he literally is just paid to party. Like he I think he started off as like a party planner in America, and now he just flies from town to town, throws ridiculous parties, like pours milk all over women for some reason. But women, people pay to go to these parties. It's nonsense, and people obviously send him a lot of hate mail because he posts a lot of like sexist, racist things. He used to call himself the Ugly Russian Jew. He doesn't take himself, like, in his defense, he doesn't take himself or anything very seriously. So that's, I think, what I relate to. But basically, some lady called Rebecca has obviously sent him an angry hate mail thing.
We'll call her Becky to protect her identity.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got her full name in this, like, he's screenshot.
Yeah, that's a bit of a dick move.
Yeah. If you're gonna send something abusive to someone, I think a lot of people just do it to get them shared. To like,
so they can reshare.
So they can get big. So they can get famous.
He is Becky.
He's emailed himself because he's angry.
Completely unrelated. He's going to start sharing some hate mail. Recky Beckwood. Yeah.
He's got, dear Rebecca, sorry it took me this long to get back to you, but I was drunk for the last 48 hours and I wanted to be fully coherent when talking to you. I know there's nothing I can do to change your opinion of me, and I'm most certainly not going to waste my time doing so. While I was drunk, I thought it would be fun to send you some of my merch so that you too can wear rapist's clothing. After some digging up on the internet and cross-referencing your full name with your email, I have narrowed your address to one of six possibilities. We just mailed care packages to all six possible addresses. Is it a complete waste of money? Yes, but what's the point of making money if you can't have fun spending it? Love, Kirill.
Hey, hats off to him, and you know what? While you would think, hey, you've just wasted all that money on sending care packages, it's just generated business because people are like, this guy's fucking legend.
This guy's funny.
My stuff. He's hilarious. He's wasting money. I'm going to help him waste money.
Yeah. Some of the stuff, like when Trump was running for president, he had an absolute field day. He was making hats that were like, make America not a bunch of cunts again. Assholes live forever. Like, all of this just, like, yeah.
Just cashing in.
Yeah, basically. Hey, very funny. Loves veterans. Anything to do with veterans. Like, full American, basically. Like, yeehaw.
Yeah, okay.
But, yeah.
What do you reckon Americans do when there's no horses around? Ride each other. Ooh.
Oh! Ooh. Hey, here comes Jimmy Bang Bang again.
Jimmy Bang Bang, American. He looks tired. He's terrible. Front and back, both tired.
There's shit everywhere.
To be fair, though, you're an adult establishment at the time of all this happening, so you can behave however you please. Just don't be on your phone.
Yeah, I know.
Don't be on your phone. Whatever you do, respect the art.
Yeah, so, okay, so it's all right for her to stand up there and floss herself with a piece of, like...
Yeah, it's art. She's a performer. That's part of her performance. She's worked on that in her own time to come out and bear herself on stage emotionally and physically. And the occupants of the establishment are supposed to then reciprocate by attentively, oh, yeah, beautiful bird. And you're over there fucking leveling up on Candy Crush. Oh, that's 7 months. Hey, Stardust. Look what I'm up to. I'm care. She doesn't care, mate. She doesn't care. She's up there bearing her soul. Whatever else.
I really love this graphic, artistic representation of a flower blossoming.
You're a very special person.
Art takes many kinds.
Exactly.
Many forms is what you were trying to say.
Yeah. Kinds of forms. Form. Yep. It's anywhere he's going with it. Yeah. I'm a beautiful butterfly. You're just trying to.
I'm a beautiful butterfly.
Catch me in your fist and throw me in the dirt.
Make you a moth.
Gotta let me fly.
Are moths just dirty butterflies?
Ugly butterflies.
Yeah, they're just ugly butterflies.
Mm.
That's scientific. That's a scientific fact.
Well, now they're different things on Pokemon.
Yeah. 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 Fuck yeah. I'm glad that knowledge is coming.
Yeah, so what's Bulbasaur?
Well, they're not real animals.
Hey, can I go on a tangent about Pokemon real quick? Yeah. So this is one of the issues that I've had. Now I'm a big Pokemon fan, and now I get to live vicariously through my children. We just had a Pokemon birthday party, so that was fantastic.
What did you dress up as, Squirtle?
Oh, I was Ash. Oh. That was before the party.
She was the least fun character.
Yeah, I was just trying to catch them all.
You should have been... What's the first gym leader's... Brock. You should have been Brock.
I don't know if I have the facial features for it, though.
Oh, you just have to squint a lot.
That is true.
He's a weird mix. I'm like, what race are you going for?
Yeah.
Polynesian.
Oh, yeah, actually. Yeah.
That's... I'm just going to throw that out. He's Laotian. Oh. He's Laotian. There you go. That's fixed. My issue is not with Brock.
Problem solved.
My issue is with, right, so we grew up on the original series of Pokemon.
The only series of Pokemon.
Right, because there's a heap more. There's like 800 Pokemon here.
Yeah,
but no, let's fucking bring it back. You grew up with, gotta catch them all. There's 152 Pokemon, including Mew and Mewtwo.
Possible. Achievable.
Right.
I did it.
Right? So, you've got all this technology. You have a fucking ball that can catch an animal and sustain it inside there. Via laser beams.
Yeah.
Right? You have your fucking Pokedex.
They actually do have these in Japan.
Yeah. That's where they store the people, because there's too many of them there. And then, for people who haven't been to Japan, there you go, now you know. And then you've got your Pokedex, and you can flip your Pokedex open, and it's like, oh, that's an Eevee. And you're like, oh, fucking.
Cool. There's only 150. Do you really need the Pokedex?
Right.
I can remember.
Now, so this is a 10-year-old boy living his life out of a fucking backpack, catching wild animals in laser balls. Right? Which I'm comfortable with all of that. I'm fine with it. Like, the professor's sent him off so he can bang Ash's mum.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's what I find funny. Is Ash's mum's nowhere to be seen, and she's just like, off you go, run.
I've got a theory for you.
Prof Oaks would.
Hey! He's on fire today. Now, the biggest
issue... Jimmy Bang Bang.
The biggest issue is, for me personally, you're aware of all these magical animals that you can catch via laser balls and traveling around with your fucking friend, and badges, whatever. You then get on a ferry and you go across to a neighboring island, and on that island, there's your 150 Pokemon, but there's also a bunch of others that you didn't know about. Fuck off, because you're trying to tell me you have that technology, there's no internet, or people don't have phones or fucking cameras or something. That's like going to fucking the next suburb over.
My theory answers this question also.
Go on. I need to know. But I don't, how the fuck? But please.
There's also no adult men now. So,
the gym leaders.
There's a couple, who are army based.
Ah.
So the theory is it's after a nuclear war.
And
the reason that the young children are allowed, so mutate, like animals have mutated.
Yeah.
They've got some advanced leftover technology from the advanced war, but the rest of the technology is pretty basic. Like, you know, they've got a special healing center that heals everything magically. And then you go and have beans or something out of it. Like, the technology...
It's very Asian.
It doesn't match up. Some things are very advanced and some things aren't.
Okay.
So, essentially, they're saying it's just after a war. I'm not quite sure why that the answer to that is the kids go out and have battles with Pokemon.
Just to keep them occupied so that they don't get sad.
But they're just kind of like, yeah, go nuts, buddy. But yeah, it was after a nuclear war is the theory I heard, and that's why there's no men around.
Okay, so... That also doesn't explain why they don't know. So, as a nuclear
war... Because telecommunications were... They wiped out the network. That's how they stopped the war with an EMP blast.
Who the fuck looked into that? Who wrote that fanfic?
Have you met Matt?
Nah, I watch this on YouTube.
That's a rabbit
hole. I love crazy theories.
That's a fucking rabbit hole. Yeah. You're going down with that. All right, so we've talked about Pokemon.
Yeah.
How did we get on to Pokemon?
Strippers, somehow. It went strippers Pokemon.
Strippers are...
Jesus. That was quick. That happened quick.
Pokemon, animals. I said, what were you, Squirtle? Butterflies and moths.
Butterflies and moths.
Yeah. There we go.
Okay.
Anyway, also... spoiler alert.
James?
Yes?
You've got to follow that up with something.
Also, radio silence.
Speaking of nothing to do with what we were talking about,
yeah.
Did you know that we're in one of the worst droughts in Australian history ever at the moment?
I would counter point that by saying I thought we were always in a drought. I didn't know that it ever stopped.
Yeah, well, I remember reading at yoga the other day. They've got this sign up on the wall. It's like, hey, when you're using the showers, try and keep your showers to 2 minutes to, like, save the Murray type thing. And I'm like, and I remember reading that thinking, like, why? Who cares? Like,
is it,
haven't we got?
And if you want to point at someone for ruining the Murray, Look at this bloke from the other states.
Yeah, bloody dirty fucking Victorian. Now, I've read the same sign. Is that the one that says to shit in the shower as well?
Yeah, waffle stomp. Waffle stomp.
Water on flush?
Yeah.
Is that sign?
Yeah, it's a yoga, okay. It's a yoga
I'm
thing.
Glad that that's a sign because I've been shitting in the shower. So
my wife is now furious.
Now, I've been telling them, I'm like, babe!
Come look at this!
As I shit in the shower.
No, I was talking one of the boys at footy... Last night they've got a farm, and he was saying how one farm in Victoria, because the price of like lamb or whatever had dropped so drastically in the last drought, it was more cost effective for them to shoot their cattle than send it to market. But and then he started going on about how sheep are the most drought resistant animals. But yeah, it's like especially Victoria, New South Wales. It's like it's. How do I not know? I mean, I don't watch the news, but how do I
know exactly why? So, well, I can't say that. Yeah. It's the one problem I have, which I basically disconnected from news and because this always starts to bring you down.
Yeah.
All those things are disproportionately reporting on negativity.
Yeah.
Like we live in the statistically we live in the safest, most prosperous time ever.
Yeah.
And if you were to watch the news, that's not the indication you get.
Mm.
So I don't watch it. But on the flip side,
you do miss out on stuff like that sometimes.
Yeah. Because I don't watch the news.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start my own news company.
Yeah. No, because some like the highway or somewhere. Because that's the other thing. The pub here is doing. Here's a plug for the people that listen to this. The highway that are from Adelaide. They're donating $5 from every meal. I think it's this week to the farmers. It's like Palmer for a farmer. Week or something, because I read that and I'm like, what the f-? I'm like, oh, something must be going on with farmers, but yeah, we're in a drought. There you go.
Speaking of news, did you know people still buy newspapers?
That's a funny
thing. I still see people, what the fuck world are you living in where you need to buy a newspaper?
We're just catching up on all the things you already know.
Yeah, no, I need to light fires.
That's why, but I can. It just doesn't make
sense. I don't read it, I just use it to light the fire.
And like, how much of the paper are you reading for starters?
Well, the thing with papers is that, to me, those companies are a sign of people not being able to keep up with technology.
Refusing to change.
Well, they've all got paywalls on their internet website.
Yeah.
I'm like, so you guys are losing money hand over fist because people don't buy your physical product. The only thing you've got is credibility because people are used to getting it from you. They'll come and get it through a different medium.
Yeah.
And you're trying to put it behind a $2 paywall. Are you stupid? Put advertising on your website and make money like everyone else does online.
Everyone else.
Everyone's doing it.
Who the hell signs up for the advertiser online? Have they got 6 members?
And if they do, those 6 people are fucked in the head.
Yeah, they work there and they're forced to in their contract.
Hey, it's part of the... It's just coming out of your pay anyway. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, may as well take it.
You're not going to see it. So what do you feel thinking? Like you lost it.
I hate it when I can see something that I assume to be a big business. And I feel like I could give them basic advice. I'm like, how do you get here? Maybe I'm an idiot.
But it's just long-standing... But that's like, you hear people talk about with the podcast stuff, that like the old radio heads and shit were like really against the idea of podcasts.
What do I need a car for? This cart works perfect. I feed my horse, doesn't run out of gas. What would I want to get gas for?
I don't fucking need it. I don't fucking need it.
So that's what that...
Goes off-road? Wait, we don't need to do a podcast. We have a radio station.
I fucking hate the radio. The whole reason I didn't want to do a podcast for the first 15 podcasts was because I hate listening to people talk on the radio.
No, but it's different.
Yeah,
it's
it different. Is.
And this one,
yeah, there's a camera. Like, people can see me.
Hey, this is what I've tried to explain to people. Because we got the radio on. I go to work. I have a job that I hate. Now I have to roll up there 5 days a week. When I get into the office, there's old people in my office listening to stupid fucking radio shit. And every day I'm like, I'm turning that off.
Yeah.
Because I'm not listening to the fucking bullshit music you people want to listen to. And in between that, I'm not listening to ex-football players and failed comedians fucking tell old man jokes to each other. Yeah. Get fucked. I'm going to listen to Rogan. Or I'm going to listen to Jack Slack. I'm going to listen to a fucking podcast about a cult. And you can all fuck off. That's what we're all listening to in the office here.
Was it you that was talking... Was it you that was talking about Wild Wild West?
Wild Wild Country.
Wild Wild Country. Who was that we were talking about that with?
No, mate.
Started watching it the other night. Fucking weird. It's like Indians.
Yeah.
Are they? I knew the leader was Indian. Are they all Indian?
No. So they're all rich white people.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But they bought. But it's an Indian.
I thought they just bought into it. Yeah.
It's an Indian cult or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a flat day. I got one episode in. I thought, nah, this is making me more miserable. I'm going to watch Archer instead.
No, I love cults. We spoke about this earlier. I listened to 21 hours worth of cult podcasts when I drove to Sydney.
Yeah. Like on cults or the podcast of the actual cult?
The podcast was called Cults.
Okay.
Shout out for that podcast. And it was like two-part episodes about different cults, like Heaven's Gate, the New Nawabian Front and shit. Crazy fucking shit. And the thing that blew my mind the most is you're obviously looking at an overview of this cult and you're like, how the fuck? Wait, so there was a
do people buy into this in the first place?
So the New Nawabians, I think they're called. And so it was like a black Muslim cult.
Yeah.
That was their thing. And then in order to get land rights, so he went from being a black Muslim cult leader.
A black, anyway.
Yeah, because there's Muslims in Africa. And so then he was doing something to do with like, oh, I'm African royalty. And they went, okay, sweet. And this over the course of like a year or two or sort of thing. I've got these scrolls that say it. And they're like, okay, sweet. And then he's like, you know what? No, I need to get this land somewhere. And the only way I can get it is if we're Native American. So now I'm half, I'm still half African prince, but I'm also half Native American. And our religion now is a mixture of the two. And people just went, okay, and went along with it. And then they got this fucking land out in like the middle of Texas somewhere and built pyramids on it. And he changed his religion to be Egyptian. Yeah. And they all just went,
Egyptian shit doesn't look cool.
Right? And they all just went, okay, cool. But he's got 5,000 people in his cult.
Well, that's what we were talking about before, because we went to that. Let's not shout anyone out. We went to a place that was about spirituality.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, more of your auras and hippies and stuff. And
you got to be careful, man. Babies are being born without auras.
Woo!
But it was just
listen to you groan.
I love the. You've heard Tim Kennedy talk.
Yeah.
About wolves and sheep and sheepdogs.
Yeah.
In my opinion, a wolf and a sheepdog is the same thing that have decided to act a different way.
Yes.
Like, you know, a warrior for evil or a light warrior, which that's the word I like to say.
Light, yeah.
And I was just looking around and I was like, I'm like, this is just sheep. Mm-hmm. Like, this is just like opportunity everywhere. There's so many people here that would be so easy to exploit.
Yeah.
And I'm consciously choosing not to exploit them.
But I totally could.
I could. And I'm like, how do I not, like, and it was, I was walking around and, like, seeing the people, and I'm like, okay, what are you? Have you fallen for something? Like, do you honestly believe something, whether it's true or whether it's misguided, or have you seen an opportunity, and you're taking advantage of people? And it was like, it riddled every conversation I had with everyone. I was trying to figure out, like, are you tricking people, or do you honestly believe this?
Yeah, well, one of the people that we were listening to speak, that's where the baby aura thing comes from. Like, apparently, babies are being born nowadays without souls.
It sounded because, a lot like Scientology.
Because a soul, your soul is your aura, which you can see, and everybody's aura, depending on what...
Everyone but me and James can see. We couldn't see it.
Yeah, honestly, I'm sitting there, and this... Wow. She's like, lovely lady, but I just remember sitting there thinking, like... Do you honestly believe what you're saying right now? She was she was going on about how she could feel people's auras and find the holes in them and help fix the holes. And then she's like, okay, let me get someone up out of the crowd. So she gets this person up in front of, there was probably 30 or 40 of us sitting there. And she's like, I'm not going to do it though. I'm going to get my little helper who's like a aura healer in training to come up. Who's this probably 15, 16 year old girl. Like,
couldn't have been more disinterested.
Well, no, not even, like, not even.
She was there, like, she was there because she was told to be there.
Nah, she was on board.
Nah, she liked it, she didn't want to be there. She wanted to be somewhere else. She was chewing her gum, she was kind of like,
she was nervous, she was anxious because she was in front of a big group.
I meet people differently.
Yeah, but she got.
You were reading her aura. Yeah.
Yeah, but she got up and she's got this woman standing there and she's like, feeling around her and, there's this spot. And they're all standing there like, and I'm just sitting there trying not to laugh because me and him are the only people in the whole crowd that are just sitting there like, surely you realize that this is
fucking
silly.
Bullshit. This is the exact discussion that I've had with Rob from McDojo Life. Shout out.
Yeah.
It's the exact same discussion.
McDojo Life,
Right,
yeah. Coming to the stage.
Hey, Rob's not here. Anyway, Chuckle White, end of his name, please. So we've had this exact same discussion. Now, the people that fall for the no-touch knockout stuff are the same people that fall for the aura healing, are the same people that fall for the Nunawabi and fucking front things and the purple shoe Nike Heaven's Gate cult. It's the same people, and it's someone with something missing. And I am the person telling you, hey, I can.
I know what's missing. Yes.
Yep.
Now, the way that we spoke about it too, because it's the exact
religion.
Same thing. It's the exact same thing in the martial arts context. The fake pressure point snake oil knockout shit.
Yep.
Snake oil.
You don't walk in. You don't walk in as a student. Now, you know, as a coach, you walk in and you jump into the class, and I show you techniques. And the techniques that I'm doing with the class are the same techniques that you as a new student will probably do. Yep. You've walked into a beginner's class, whatever, you jump in on it. But the way that the snake oil fucking bullshit...
Oh, you're not up to the level of this yet. Yeah.
There you go. That's how they do it. So then what they get is they get someone in and they go, look, we can't show you this no-touch knockout right now, Timmy, because it's too fucking boring.
You might kill someone.
You might be able to deal with it. So you sit over there. I'm going to grab Jethro. Jethro, come here. And Jethro stands there in his fancy fucking gi with his red fucking belt. And Master No-Touch Knockout goes, fucking just... And he knocks him out. And Jethro goes down with it because Jethro was the kid that walked in who was missing something 5 years ago and he's bought into it. And it's the same people that buy into the bullshit fucking, I can see your aura, man. Now, hey, if there's anyone that's listening to that stuff, I'm very happy for you. And I'm glad that you found something that makes you happy, but let me give you a hot tip. It's fucking bullshit.
Probably, in your opinion.
I'm even open-minded enough to say that there's so much stuff out there I don't know. Maybe that's true.
Now,
but the way you've explained it, there's no logic to your argument.
I'm more than happy to believe that there is something else out there because the world is too big and the universe is too big and I'm too insignificant and it will keep going. But like, there's too much happening for me to explain. But you as a person who is selling me something, I can fix your aura. There's a hole in your aura. I can see your energy. And for fucking three easy payments of this much, you come down to my studio, my Reiki healing studio, and I'll do my fucking little aura massage, and I will plug those holes, and you'll be good to go. And hey, while you're here, why don't you sign up for this course? Because I can teach you how to heal other people. Well, the course is $49.99 a week, but then you'll make back. So it's just another thing. It's just another thing. So if you're selling me the aura healing as a way for you to make money and then as a way for me to make money, fuck off. It's the same thing. So I'm fine with, like, spirituality, but I don't like religion. In the same way that I'm fine with you thinking that there's more to yourself, so you're saying that they're saying...
Energy, yeah.
Yeah.
The aura is their soul.
Fine. Well, who am I to question that?
Yeah.
Cool, good to go, but don't tell me it costs money for you to tell me that.
Yeah.
You can go fist fight.
And don't tell me, Mike. That's like...
I was going down a logical path.
Yeah, so you can't with him.
Well, the basic argument is that there's X amount of... There's a finite amount of souls available in the bucket. and every person needs a soul.
And we've run out of them.
And we've run out. So babies have been born without souls. So you need to go away.
And steal someone's soul?
No, you've got to help ghosts move on to the next.
Yeah, go follow them. Because ghosts are souls that haven't moved on into the light.
Okay. So I've gone, immediately in my head, I've done calculations.
Quick math.
8 billion people, 7.5 billion people on the planet. There was like 3-ish, 30 years ago, 40 years ago. So we've doubled the demand for souls.
Yeah.
But there's a finite amount of souls. So at some point
people will live and die without a soul?
So how many are there? Like, is there what is the number?
Who told you the number? You, hey, fucking soul healing person. Who told you the number? Is there a number? Or did you just say there's a finite amount? Get fucked.
And like, so you're a busy ghost whisperer.
Yep.
You
I'm a busy ghost. I'm a busy ghost. Okay, so I'm getting into character. Okay,
so,
go.
Yeah, all right. So you're a busy boy. You work 7 days a week. Woo! You work.
I'm a fucking ghost out here. I need to say.
And let's be generous. Like, you know, you've got a whole team behind you.
Yep.
You
go for my ghost team.
You go five places a day.
Yep.
That's hard, man. Like driving around.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, like, you're traveling all around.
Ghosts aren't in the one spot, people.
5 times 7.
35.
Times 52.
That I can't tell
you. So let's just 150. Say, let's be generous and say it's like
a lot.
3,000.
Yep, go on. Sure.
Okay, so you're doing 3,000 a year. 7.5 billion people.
Yeah.
3,000.
Yeah.
And there's
so how many ghost whisperers do you need?
Well, you, nearly every second person.
Every other person needs to be a ghost. And this is where the fucking pitch comes in, right? So I'm the ghost whisperer now. I go, hey, look, I'm out here. I'm trying to fucking save people's souls.
Yeah.
I'm ghost whisperer Tiny Sumo. I'm out here. I'm trying to make sure that people, babies got auras. All right. There's a lot of babies right now. I see. I'm walking around. I go to the play center. I go to the shops. I go to the local cafe. There's mums pushing babies around in prams. There's no auras because there's not enough ghost whisperers. Now you, Matthew, you come with me and I'll take you on this course and we together.
I can be special too.
You can be special. And we can help other people get their souls back. And then once you're special enough, because it takes time. And it costs money.
Of course it's going to cost money. You can't get anything for free.
It's not free. So it takes time and it costs money. But once you're special enough and you fill that hole in your heart where your parents didn't love you enough or loved you too much, I don't know. I don't know your backstory. But what I can tell you is there's a hole in your soul and I can fix that with my ghost healing. So I'll fix that. And now you come with me and we go and do the ghost training. And from there, now I can do 5 cells a day. You can do 5 cells a day. But I've got a better idea. Rather than us do the 5 cells a day, you know what we do? We find other people with holes in their souls.
Well, that's more efficient.
I know. So we get another couple of people each and we train them up. So basically it's
like some kind of like diamond pyramid shape.
Kind of like a large triangle. Almost.
Like some kind of scheme.
So if you had a triangle here and then you spun it, you had a triangle like the other way around and then you put walls on it and you encased it and you had Egyptian slaves build it.
Like a triangle strategy.
Yes. 3D triangle strategy. Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that for the ghost souls.
I have another question.
Go on.
How do I join?
We need gold.
We do need gold. You're
a gold miner.
Yes.
And we're out of gold in the mine. Mm. So we're just going to chuck more miners down the mine.
Yes, that is how it works.
What happens with
it? Eventually we will meet Chinese miners.
What happens when you run out of ghosts in Adelaide? Like, how many deaths are there on average a year?
I'm glad you've asked this question.
Because
for the first last few minutes, I've been looking at unexplained paranormal investigators. So there's the Riverland Unexplained Paranormal Investigators, the Rupee. There's the Paranormal Guide. There's about a dozen.
Yeah.
My favourite that I found so far is the Pimps. Paranormal Investigate Mobile Patrol Squad. Oh, doesn't make sense to me, but they're called the Pimps.
For those of you who are listening, and also those who are watching, there's a pentagram, but under the pentagram, there's the word
in graffiti
written in graffiti.
Wasted opportunity to have a pimp cup with a pentagram on it.
Oh.
Just like full pimping. Hey.
You need to be the marketing director for the Pimps.
Well, I was just about to say to him, pick the best one and I'll ask him to come on the podcast.
Pimps. Pimps.
Get the Pimps on.
It's like, hey guys, we're like legitimately, because I'll listen to them.
They're a small family group based in Goolwa, South Australia. They pride themselves.
I don't want them in my house.
No.
What if you've got a ghost here?
They'll be able to tell you via the sky.
This house has been 10 years old. If we've got a ghost here, I'm worried.
There's something wrong. Advertising, there we go.
I just looked at the camera when the screen isn't
fuck technology, bro.
There's a few different, so let's say there's 20 actually, let's be generous, say there's 50 places that can go find ghosts for you in Adelaide.
Shit, that's a lot. You are being very generous.
You say there's 50 people.
Yeah.
Okay, 50 people in the state of South Australia.
Yeah, yeah. That's 50.
If you say that they can save.
Or one in the Riverland for some reason. There's no one in the city.
Funny that. Yeah, that's weird. There's just people on the outskirts.
People.
Yeah, outskirts. That's mobile. Outskirt people making mobile calls out to farms to help your fucking grandma's ghost aura.
Mm.
Put it in the baby. Nice. here's the thing.
So there's 50 people.
Gone.
All doing 3,000.
So now, if you said there's 50 people doing. How generous are we being?
Cause how many?
Doing a couple a day, maybe.
Oh, one a week, I think, would be.
So, all right, no, so even if you said one a day, so you say 50 times 7,
that's 350. That's much easier math.
350 times 52.
Yeah? 18,000.
18,000. Now, what I want you to do, Jimmy Bang Bang.
You do some quick maths.
I want you to jump online. I want you to have a look at, is there any death rates?
Or the birth rates.
Birth rate? What's the birth rate for South Australia? What's the death rate?
Actually, we might have a negative birth rate in Australia. Because Japan, you'd make a killing. They've got a massive...
Yeah, and they believe in ghosts. They believe in Japanese ghosts. Are we able to duck out to urinate on this
podcast? Yeah, we can do what we want now.
That's cool. Nice.
Yeah.
That's professional.
Well, we just... Yeah. We don't... Nothing gets edited.
No. People have asked me that too. Like, I've had chats with people. Because if you don't know, I have my own podcast. It's called the Tony Simmons Talk Time Podcast. Find me on deadclanets.com in the podcast section. Or find me on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube, and iTunes now. Anyway... when I record mine, people have asked me, oh, so do you edit? And I'm like, I record on my phone, motherfucker. How am I going to edit that? I can crop it, like, a little bit.
You can upload that to a computer program. And
I can do that, but I don't.
Yeah.
I screen capture it off my phone and I upload it straight to YouTube.
Fair enough.
But that's because I'm a man of the people. And I like the intimate fact. The intimate factor of it all.
Intimate factors.
Intimate factor.
So that's one of my, I love to go high and mighty because I can hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
Toilet's conveniently located close to you. When you're saying, you know, you don't edit.
Yeah.
I get all high and mighty. I'm like, no, it's for the people. It's pure. I would never edit anything. Yeah. I'm too lazy.
Yeah.
And I don't know how.
That's exactly why. I'm like, no, I just want people to have the raw chat there. You know, I don't want to take anything away from the people. I just want them to experience it the way I experienced it.
Well, how long would it take to edit it? Like an hour? Like, I've had to clean them up before.
I'm assuming longer than an hour.
Yeah.
I don't know though.
Oh, it took me 6 hours. Granted, I was doing other bits and pieces.
Yeah.
There was one we recorded and the audio was all screwed and I hadn't learned how to fix it in bulk yet because I don't know what I'm doing.
Yep.
So I had to basically individually go through it frame by frame and raise certain bits and lower certain bits. That was a full day.
I'm not doing that. I've had ones recently.
Turn it up, dickhead.
Yeah. I've had ones recently where I'm just like, yep, that's going to have to do.
Yeah.
That's gonna have to do. Why? Because I can't fix it. I don't have the software on my phone. I've been told too, I've got an app. I downloaded an app. It's called Anchor. I can record a podcast on my phone, but I can't record the video. And I think people like the video.
Yeah.
I think that people, I do most of my stuff on YouTube.
People like to know, like they might even just listen to it audio. I think they like that there's the video option so they know who's talking.
Now, we've spoken about this, but that is exactly how I do podcasts, like listen to podcasts. I listen to them on YouTube, but I don't even watch the video because I listen to them in my car. But for some reason, I do it on YouTube as opposed to iTunes because I'm a fucking weird guy like that.
So I've got a podcast app. So it connects to everything because like yours is on there. Mine's
I know,
there.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
didn't put it on there. And I can auto-download certain things. I can subscribe and auto-download.
Yeah.
I can subscribe and just get notified.
Yeah.
And then I can download it, and then it's just on my phone, and I push play, I push stop, and it restarts from where I was at.
Okay.
So that makes life very easy for me. Whereas YouTube, you have to basically watch it all in one sitting or keep your phone open.
I was going to say, oh, no, I just can't close the app.
Yeah, you can't go and do other things.
Or I can do
anything I want on my phone.
I can, if I just go to recently played, it should just start up from where I was playing it last.
Yeah, it seems like a lot. I just push one button.
I'm going to test that in a sec, because now that you've urinated, I too am going to urinate. Jimmy, bang, bang.
It's taken me a little bit of searching, and it's hard to do on a phone, but in 2016 is the most up-to-date ABS data. There were 19,772 births in South Australia.
So the maths actually works out.
And 13,337 deaths.
Oh, okay.
Not enough souls!
Not enough ghosts.
Not enough auras!
But if there was enough ghosts, we could actually get it done.
Get them on the podcast!
No, well, that's if there's 50 light healers, each healing 5 ghosts. What do we work it out to be? A day or something? 5 days a week. Yeah, it's
50 healers. What did we say? How many?
50 by 5 by 52, I think we did.
No, we did 50 healers, one soul a day, making it 350 souls a week. They don't take days off because souls don't take days off.
I hope everyone can hear this.
I really hope they can.
And that's why I'm yelling.
You can stop yelling now.
Oh, yeah, I'm back at the
Shut the door. Yeah.
Ghosts will get out. So,
Don't let the souls slip out.
Yeah, what was I yelling from the toilet? Oh, yeah.
300... don't take days off. Soul, I'm very adamant about that.
Souls don't take days off. So it's one soul a day, 50 healers in the state of South Australia. 7 days a week makes 350 souls, which we said was like 18,700?
18,300. It was 19,700 births.
So there's still going to be a shortage.
Yeah. Plus there was only 13,000 deaths.
So we're going to be 6,000 souls short. So who misses out on the souls?
Well, how
who
do you make that decision? Is it random?
Who makes the choice? Are we saying it's some, you know, omnipotent over fucking lord?
Actually.
This should go down a bad path then. Like, does that mean that there's going to be more redheads?
Yeah.
Is that like, how
well, they said that the redheads will become like a sought after
subspecies.
Yeah.
Why? Is that what they said?
Because they can survive without a soul.
No, because
do people, you know, I have half a soul.
They're being more sought after now.
Genetic outbreeding.
I think redheads will be bred out eventually.
Yeah, so are white people, so are black people.
Joe Rogan. I understand biology. You're saying things. So, to be a redhead, you need to get a redhead gene from both parents.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
No, you've only got to have primary and secondary. So
you need to get a redhead gene from both parents. They might not be a redhead.
Yeah.
They might be a day secondary, walker,
yeah, secondary.
A day walker.
So that cycle can keep going. It's the same with icon.
Well, yeah, as long as redheads keep breeding, which does make sense because, you know, you stick together. Jesus Christ. But yeah, yes. So, according to maths.
Yeah.
According to maths, there's not enough hate. And this is why there's we have these aura festivals, right? This is why.
Redheads.
This is why. There's not enough people. Hey, fucking bitch.
Worded it out.
There's not enough fucking soul snatchers working in the state of South Australia. So please, do me a favour, contact the pimps, the paranormal investigation
and the hoes.
The paranormal investigation mobile patrol service.
Yeah.
Contact them and help them save some souls and auras. Do it now.
Do it.
Do it now, because there's babies without auras.
Turn the bloody podcast off. We've already got your download. We've got what we want from you. Go and save the babies.
We've got our stats, but no, seriously, use my discount code. please. Please, I've got kids to feed.
Yeah, recessive genes, like those of the redheads, can't die out. They can become rare, but can't disappear completely unless everyone carrying that gene dies or fails to reproduce.
Which is entirely possible.
So while red hair, while red hair may remain rare, enough people carry the gene that, barring global catastrophe, redheads will continue to appear.
That's just someone else's opinion, man.
Well, they're scientists.
Me and a scientist? They've got a piece of paper with their name on it.
Yeah.
I can write their name on a piece of paper right now.
Go on then. Can you write it in cursive?
Yeah. Well, what do I need to write in cursive for? That just proves my point.
Yeah.
What a waste of time.
I'm just
fucking YouTuber, man. What do I need to go to uni for?
That's true.
How are you ever going to get into a wrestling TV show if you don't go to uni?
If I go to uni... If I go to uni, I get a death.
I'm really enjoying it.
And a waste of my time.
Beavers and Butthead.
Yeah. I mean, hey, Jimmy Bang Bang. Jimmy Bang Bang's back.
Hey, we went on a tangent because the ghost auras.
Haven't really done anything off the board.
In the intro record, can you please read the board out for everyone? So now... playing along at home, everyone will know what the podcast is going
to
be about.
So by the time they've got to this point in the podcast,
they're just like, fuck, they haven't talked about anything on the whiteboard yet.
Ghost auras wasn't on the fucking whiteboard. What are those animals doing?
Oh, no, drought. I did talk about the drought.
We've crossed off number one.
Let's
work our way down.
All right.
I want to know, can we do randoms?
Yeah.
I want to go stripper promo pages.
Yeah.
What's that about?
It's crazy to me how many strippers have promotional pages. I stumbled across this.
Oh, it's not for those of you that can't see. Now people can see.
What was the hashtag that you were searching where you came across adult entertainers?
Butterfly.
The reason I noticed
beautiful
it is,
butterfly.
No, that's what I also noticed. The Pure Blonde logo is a stripper tattoo. It's a tramp stamp.
Could be. Well, I have a tramp stamp. So I was looking at one of my business accounts.
Yep.
And... I'm not going to admit to anything that's not part of the terms and services. I actually employ pixies. Yes. And the Pixies do magic things behind the scenes for me on my accounts. Maybe do a little bit of following over here, maybe a little bit of liking over here. They do all kinds of things. So I get a random feed of people that I'm following.
Yep.
And I've obviously got the Pixies. The instructions that I gave the Pixies
have been misconstrued somehow.
Well, no, because it's for the gym, which I'm obviously trying to target people in this state. So it's targeting strippers. People in this state. It's all strippers. Like,
hey, real quick, do you think my wife's tuned out at this point of the podcast?
Yeah, I hope so.
She might have fucking tuned in. I love you, bud. Hey, anyway, though, stripper story. So there's a lot of strippers in Adelaide?
Well, I think, mate, I was thinking about it. I'm like,
if there's 50 strippers and they all die
and they lose one soul a day, what are the pimps doing?
Yes. I think it's just that's another industry where you want to target people in your state.
Yeah.
So they're probably doing the same thing I'm doing.
Yeah, for sure.
Trying to tag Adelaide and everything.
Yeah. Because Adelaide males between the age of 18 and 36.
My demographic. Funnily enough, ours is same females time. Between 18 and 36.
So you've got females.
Yeah, so they're targeting people that are searching.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. They're targeting us and we're targeting them.
Yes. And by the term targeting, we mean from a business perspective and nothing more sinister.
Yes.
Okay, sweet. I just wanted to clear that
up. Yeah. Safe. Lock and load, baby.
But then what is this, like...
I mean, they're saving souls, brother.
Why was... you've got a business...
Yeah.
Social media account.
Art.
Which makes sense.
I have one now.
They're artists.
Yep.
It didn't click until I saw it, that of course strippers would have.
Yeah. Look, and that's the thing anyway, like a stripper is a performer, so it's no different than your local musician that's saying, hey,
except he's got no followers.
I can guarantee there's not 10,000 people checking that dude's feed daily going, I wonder where fucking Davo's playing this weekend. No.
I am Davo.
They're looking for Candice.
It's crazy how many followers someone has.
Jimmy Bang Bang's following you, Dave.
I want to make a page of Jimmy Bang Bang. We'll get you, ask this chap with the cowboy hat.
You know, well, my brother's going to be here at the end of the year.
He's not Jimmy Bang Bang.
No, but he's got a lot of ask this chaps.
Well, but you're Jimmy Bang Bang, so borrow some off him.
I don't know why your brother has asked us chaps, and I don't know why you're so confident that you know that information, but anyway...
He did a video! He did a video in the gym.
You just worry about his soul, okay? You just worry about...
Yeah, I got it.
You organise the pimps and
private videos that your brother sends you.
No, we don't. It's art. He's an artist. He's an artist.
Much like Bubbles down the local fucking gentleman's establishment. Is an artist. And that is why she has a business page. So yeah, I can understand, because you see, like, it would be no different than anyone else saying, hey, come down, mention my name at the door and get a discount and blah blah blah. You gotta put bums in seats.
Gotta move with the times, mate.
Bums in seats.
People used to go around handing out those little cards.
So you reckon it's incentivised? You reckon the club goes, use your discount code?
Definitely.
Or if the club goes, here's $500 a week, you're to do this.
From what I would understand, all those girls...
From
what I would understand, all those girls would have probably a base salary, but the base salary is low and they would work predominantly on commission. And the commission is based off how many people come in to pay to see you dance.
Yeah.
So... if you mention my name at the door, you get a discount, and the girl at the door will list that fucking 10 guys came in and mentioned fucking Bubble Tits
Susie
at the door, and Bubble Tits then gets
good, lucky. That's a good name for your parents to have named you.
Hey, they knew what you were up to. And then that's just how it works. So it would be the same sort of thing.
If we've got any strippers listening, can you please confirm?
Hey, if there...
Do not tell strippers to contact me. I'm married and I get myself in enough trouble.
Let me just point this out. It's purely a business thing.
Hey, baby, I'm just checking the video.
Hey, baby, I don't know. I'm just doing a thing for the podcast. And the strippers are calling in. Let me know.
It's business, baby.
I'm just podcasting from the strip club.
Look at my search history. It's pimps.
Just Adelaide. So I just want to know what fucking discount codes there are, because it's a business thing. Right? I'm trying to sponsor some people. I don't know.
We're starting a wrestling TV show.
Sponsor athletes.
Dance is
an untapped sport.
You know? Yeah.
They don't need any more money.
Not more than me.
Dude, if I could fucking sell my body that way, I would.
Yeah.
It's not really my thing, because it seems like spending money on something I can get for free.
Yeah.
But I have I'm a tight ass objections to it. I don't have any moral objections to
it. No, hey, fuck, live your life. Look, and I will say that I've run in some circles with some very interesting people. And they are super fun and very friendly and whatever, and they live their life a certain way, and that's cool. And you know what? They're probably going to be more honest than most of the fucking cocksuckers that you're going to talk to in your office. So anyone who's in my office is listening to this, and fuck your mouth.
But he has a very different approach.
Yeah, I was about to say, I like your approach so much more than his. It's like, oh, I don't want to go near that building on that day because I don't want people to know that I might have a side thing that I do on my day off. You're like, hey, I work with you. No, fuck you.
No, they all know. Look, for anyone that knows that follows my stuff, I've been recording lately in my car, aka the mobile studio, because I'm talking to people during my lunch break. And look, if the people at work don't understand that, then that's their problem. They're not in tune enough with what's happening around them. So, yeah, fuck their mouth, like I said before. But, definitely.
Oh my God.
No, that's for my work. That's not for Matt's. Whatever. Hey, I don't know what he does.
I'm a gypsy.
I know him purely from Dirty Clean Eats.
That's all I do.
Nothing else.
Dirty Clean Eats is my life.
DirtyCleanEats.com.
Unless anyone from his work is listening, in which case it's not.
Yeah, no. And
I threw it out the forms.
Yeah, I haven't filled out anything. What were we talking about? Stripper promo codes. Yes, yeah. They would 100%, because it makes perfect sense. If you were an entertainer of any kind,
so maybe you had a podcast, Tiny Sumo podcast.
Hey, maybe if
you've had he plugged it like four times when you went to the toilet.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, no, it rolls off the tongue. But say you have a promo.
Which one are we talking about?
Yeah, which promo code are we talking about?
Pirate Radio
Sumo, if you go to
Pirate Radio Podcast.
Or if you go to fintech.com.au, use the code Tony Sumo now for 10% off. But what I'm saying is that the strippers who would be having 20,000 followers on, they're going to have way more followers than, now when I say strip. Adult entertainer,
artist.
Exotic dancer, whatever.
Artist.
You call yourself whatever. That's fine. But for the girls who are on the Instagrams showing stuff that I don't have, they're going to have way more fucking followers than I do. Hats off to them. Fucking use what you got. And that's how they get the business, right?
Yeah.
So if I'm involved in any business, I'm involved in fucking supplements or I'm involved in sportswear, whatever the fuck. And I go,
you say, hey, some kind of tonic that can help with inflammation.
I've heard about a business, and maybe if you go to theclinics.com now. But I'm saying you selling these products, and you have a market there where you have an adult entertainer, and she's in good shape, and she's good looking, and men want to look at her. And on her page, where she has 100,000 followers, for the sake of her wearing a fucking skimpy two-piece, whatever the fuck, hats off to her. Don't judge her at
all. You don't have to keep saying that. We get it.
No, but I mean, hats off to her.
You do have to say DirtyCleanEats.com.
Honestly, yeah, no, I'm going to keep rolling there. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, if I'm in business, that I would 100% be like, hey, you, Sugar Tits, because that's her dance name. That's not me belittling anyone. Hey, Sugar Tits.
Artist.
I have a promo code for you to use for your followers, because you have 100,000 followers. Let them use this code and we'll work something out.
Not a bad business decision.
But that's what you know what I mean?
That's what we do, but we don't pay the person either.
Shut up. Wait, there's money involved? What do you mean? Shit.
We mutually work with people, like our good friend Tiny Sumo.
Yeah, it's a mutually beneficial arrangement.
Yeah, like it. Yeah, I get it.
And the thing is that, like, I'm not mutually beneficial like the aforementioned...
Like a circle jerk.
I'm not like the aforementioned Sugar Tits, the adult entertainer, and I don't have 100,000 followers that look at me with my shirt off. I wish I did. I'd
play your cards right.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Well, your page is all you with your shirt off.
If I'm ever in it and I'm not, essentially, I don't own a lot of t-shirts.
So one day you could, get paid to put pictures of you with your shirt off on the internet.
Hey, if only. That's the dream. That's what we're working towards. You know, a couple of little clever editing. And if anyone knows how to edit photos, well, let me know. Because I do everything entirely off my phone. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. So that'd be cool. Thank you. Hey, if anyone's looking for an unpaid internship working with a startup podcast, contact me at Tony_Sumo on Instagram now. Cool. Thanks, guys.
Matt gets angry at me when I ask people to do things on the podcast.
No. Like what?
No, because he asked them to do dumb things.
Like what?
Anything. Like engage.
Write specific.
Did, oh my God. Did you write, have you spoken to Dylan about the dude that sent you a thing on Facebook, and have you responded to him?
Yeah, I wrote back. He said, thank you very much for taking the time to reply.
Oh, I knew it. This guy the other day wrote, like, you could tell, middle-aged,
Oh, no. What kind of pictures
is he? No. Middle-aged, hasn't quite worked out.
Social media.
Social media and social cues.
You're making a lot of assumptions.
I do what I want. And he's like, what was it? Like, I bet you won't do this. I dare you to. It's like, number one, give me a meal plan that, give me an easy meal plan that isn't going to take me very long to do. Give me exercises that aren't very hard because I don't move around very much. Blah, blah, blah.
Can't very much. Can't
must taste good. Can't just be like chicken and rice.
A golden ticket.
Yeah, basically. And I hadn't seen it yet. He was having a bad day anyway. And I just get this have you seen what someone just wrote to us on Facebook?
James.
Yeah.
People have listened to this.
Yeah. He put it in a public forum.
What is the point?
He put it in
is the point of giving me the advice that you gave me? If you're then, to share the rest of the story.
I haven't finished my story yet.
Okay. Is that the rest of the story? Is you finishing the story the rest of the story though?
Sort of.
Yeah.
No. No, but at first, and Matt was like, oh.
Yep, here we go.
These ones, basically.
My immediate instinct was, Jesus Christ, mate. You know nutritionists and PTs charge money.
Yeah. But I laughed, and I'm like, because I just looked at it from a different spectrum. I'm like, oh, okay, maybe this guy, genuinely.
I'm not going to have to write back to this. This isn't going to be any work for me. Who cares? That was the spectrum he was looking at it through. What do I care? I don't have to do any of this.
And I was like, maybe it's just a dude that doesn't, he probably thinks he's being funny and, informal, but the way, I could see why you'd read it and be like, come on, man, we're not a dieting, there are places you can go to learn this stuff and...
No, look, if you go to dirtyclinics.com right now, you'll be able to check out articles.
My first suggestion was just referring back to
the website. Have you been on, that's my first response, have you been on dirtyplanets.com recently, checked out any of
the recipes? Yeah, literally the hundreds of healthy eating recipes that are on there.
Yeah.
Pick one of those.
Yeah, there's some stuff on the website, dirtyplanets.com, you can check that out. Sorry. Yeah, look, there's some interesting cats out there.
Oh, and James is right, it was just some dude that wanted some help. And we are supposed to be a fucking help place. So I was more than happy to fucking write back. But my initial reaction was,
fuck, it was
funny.
Jesus,
man, you're asking an awful lot of a person you don't know on the internet.
Yeah.
But then I read our bio where we say that's what we do, we help people. I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot to fucking check
it. Yeah, the mission statement of the business.
Our mission statement's try not to be a cunt.
Try. Emphasis on try.
Yeah.
I've been asked recently, because I'm not very... I've tried to describe my podcasting style as organic, a.k.a. not very professional.
Ours is orgasmic. See? You just...
our mutual friend, Louisa, has hooked me up with a bunch of chats, and she's like, hey, when I'm telling these...
Where is she today?
I wanted to do a podcast with Louisa, but apparently she's double booked me even though it's the one weekend I'm in Adelaide.
You don't need to yell. We're not in the car. Using your smartphone.
Oh, yeah, sorry, shit.
This is profesh.
So I don't need to hold my phone up to my face. Oh, shit. Okay, sorry.
This was at least $30.
Okay, fair enough. I won't.
Probably.
I wrestled a blind man.
So
no soul.
Shit. I knew he didn't have a soul because I was able to check because I paid for my training. But she's hooked me up with a bunch of chats and she had been asking me, what's a quick statement that I can give them about you as a podcast? And I'm like, what?
Send them a picture.
She's like, I'm like, just send them the link. She's like, that's not very professional. I'm like, I don't know if we've spoken lately. I'm not very professional. I just want to talk to them about fight stuff. Can you just tell them I like fight stuff? And she's like, I guess, can you word it better? I enjoy fight stuff. Hey, I like people that do fight stuff. Do you do fight stuff and would you like to talk about it? And that seems to have worked pretty well, so that's good. Shout out to all my guests recently. Thank you, Louisa, even though you've decided to double book me this weekend.
Yeah, typical.
Not making it personal, but it's personal. But thank you for the chats that you've hooked up outside of yourself, so that's good.
I want to know what you want to know about area codes.
I don't understand them.
I think you're lying.
No, what we spoke about before, year two... I had the relief teacher. She just taught us soccer. So it's really good when we play soccer as a warm-up game. It's really bad when I need to read a clock. Or
I send a letter anywhere.
Well, no, I've got my ear pierced, so I know left and right now.
Nice.
And days of the week I've figured out. I still have to count the months. So basically all the things you learn...
I actually still have to count the months.
Things you learn, like, what, for whatever reason...
I'm okay from, like, if, in the first half, up to, like, January through July, I'm okay. It's that, like, it's the...
This time of year...
It's the August, September, October.
How many days are in a month?
Oh, nobody... Nobody cares about that.
September, April, June, and November?
That's year three, mate. Calm down. I'm talking about...
I have to say eight, myself every time, though.
8 equals August. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. 10 equals month. October. Gotcha. Yeah, that's what gets me.
It's real awkward when you ask someone for the date, and you have to look at them. It's the 10th of the 10th.
No, like, haven't you looked at that clock recently? And you're like, I haven't talked to Mrs. Smith from fucking year two. She can tell me how to do a quick sidestep. Can't show me a fucking clock, though.
But you know if you have to call someone to stay.
Yeah.
There's extra numbers in there.
No, that's not area. That's,
You mean, like, telephone area codes or postcodes?
I understand how postcodes work.
Okay.
No, telephone
area codes. He didn't understand how postcodes
Tell me how postcodes work.
It's just a digital interpretation of the suburb.
Yeah, but
that's right up my alley.
How do they work them out?
Why don't I say what they need them? Why do you need a name of a suburb and a postcode?
In case one bit gets rubbed off.
What if
in case there's two places?
Anything got rubbed off ever?
In case there's two places that have got the same name that are in different states.
Get rid of the name.
Why?
Because what is two bits of
information? Oh, sorry. Like, hello, my name is Matt, and I live at number 12 the street 5111.
That's how I tell people my address. Yeah.
you got to live in a town.
It's a matter of opinion, mate. You can live on the road.
You'd still be in towns.
Wow. Only by choice, otherwise you'd just be out on the open highway, mate. So
that's still in a town.
I don't know what town it is. I'm too busy hitting the tarmac. You know what I mean?
It would still be associated with a postcode.
No, not me. Not out on that Nullarbor. There's no postcode out on the road. There is. There's no postcode on Route 66, let me tell you right now. You hit that gas pedal and you just go, bro, and postcards stay behind back in Trouble Town. You know what I mean? You just hit the open road.
The Nullarbor. The Nullarbor.
Jimmy Bang Bang.
The Nullarbor's postcode is 5690.
The whole Nullarbor. That's ridiculous. That's like a third of Australia. I live on. Yeah. Like, how are you gonna give something?
I know exactly where you're talking about, mate. Don't even tell me the address.
Yeah, we're good. I'll find you.
I'll just drive around and look for the bloke.
Yeah, no, blah, blah, blah. Stop, let me stop you there. So you're on the Nullarbor. Yeah, I'm at... No. Don't divulge any more information. I know you're on the Nullarbor. So we need.
It's not like it's a desert. I'm just driving around having a drink.
No, it's not like there's 800 kilometres in between petrol stations.
Yeah, but that's why. You've got to start the whole point of that system. This is like filing, like computer systems filing. So you start with...
I understand why you need one of them. I don't understand why you need two bits of information that do the same thing. The number and like the name identified.
Is this like a banking conversation that we have?
Yes, it is.
No, because if there's two towns that are called the same thing,
there's your problem right there.
And they've got
different things. There's too many fucking letters and words you can name.
Exactly. Don't come up with a whole new naming system.
Oh, this is fucking Drysdale. What about this? No, fucking call it something different, mate. It doesn't need to be fucking Smith.
That is another thing that does grind my gears.
Go on.
How many main streets are there in the world?
Heaps.
Exactly.
Every town.
Change the
name.
There's only
one in the Nullarbor, though. There's one main street in the Nullarbor, and it's on that same postcode. Look it up. I'm telling you. Jimmy Bang Bang, look that up. That's going to have to be something on the podcast now. Jimmy Bang Bang, look that up.
Jimmy Bang Bang. We don't need a young Jamie.
We'll get Jimmy Bang Bang.
I'm okay with that, because it means I'm allowed to use my phone while we're doing podcasts. Everybody wins.
Well, we've got a guest.
Get in trouble?
Yeah, I get in trouble a lot.
Because we used to do them just me and him.
Yeah, well, that would be weird if I'm having a discussion with you on a microphone.
And it just goes silent for 40 seconds.
Because he's candy crushing.
Why?
He's at the strip club.
Yeah.
Yeah. No wonder. No wonder Destiny was upset at you. I'd be upset. I'm up there showing what I have for lunch, and you're over there fucking leveling up on Tetris, motherfucker. Fuck that shit.
So area codes.
Yeah, I'm looking. This will be hard enough.
No, and Main Street, just Google Maps, Main Street Nullarbor. Google Maps that.
But they are called area codes for the phones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Postcode. So I said the right word.
You said area code.
You guys.
I think area code is the American thing for postcode.
Yeah, I'm getting it from a song by Ludacris.
Yeah.
I've got hose.
Yeah, hose. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, but that's, so area codes is postcodes in America.
Oh.
I think you're thinking.
So we both saw the same song.
I think the phone codes is different again. The state code. Or but yeah, who the fuck has a landline?
I think that's what it was. I'm the wrong generation to have ever needed that information.
Motherfucker, whenever I'm on the phone, I'm like talking to iPromise. Fuck you, iPromise. Whenever I'm on the phone and talking to iPromise.
Shout out to iPromise.
Nah, fuck iPromise. Whenever I'm
iPromise.com.
Whenever I'm on the phone talking to them about how my internet's dropped out again, and I'm like, hey, I've got a podcast coming up. They're like, who are you?
Use Unity. Unity are very good.
I've heard you've plugged them before.
Just I got Unity. Telstra.
Unity's
where it's at.
Cable, baby.
Like when I'm talking to them, and they're like, "Oh, what's your landline number?" I'm like, "What fucking decade is this? I promise. Who the fuck is answering a landline phone? I got a mobile, motherfucker. Ring me on that. You know what the mobile number
is. Why would I pay for two of the same?
Why
thing?
Would I pay for a landline?
Why would I have two of the same thing on the front of a letter?
I can literally, take this non-landline anywhere I go. I can put it in any room. I don't have to be stuck to a wall.
It's like a cordless phone.
Like a phone without a cord.
But I can leave the house and they'll be like, sorry, I can't go past my letterbox because of the fucking, I promise. Fuck you, I promise. That's a stupid question. And fix my internet, motherfuckers, because you fucked up one of my podcasts.
I'm a businessman.
I told him that too when I was on the phone. I was talking to iPromise and I'm like, hey, look, my internet's gone down again. I need you to fix the Wi-Fi. And they're like, yes, we fix soon. I'm like, no, you don't understand. I work from home. And they're like, we'll get around to it. I'm like, you don't understand. I need it now. And they went, we'll get a technician out there soon. I'm like, when soon? Like 3 days. Like, that's not soon.
What stretch of the imagination is that soon?
I mean, are you talking about like if one of the British was coming across during colonization of the United States of America and they were passing a message to the other redcoats? Yeah, 3 days would be soon. But they're going by ship. And by horseback.
That's a fast ship.
But me, I'm talking to you, and you're in Pakistan or something, and you're telling me it's going to be 3 days. I work from home. I need it up.
Well, that is the thing. Like, Unity, again, like they're like a startup.
Yeah.
But it's almost like insurance companies, phone companies, internet companies. It's like they all got together at a secret meeting and said, if we all just give everyone shit service,
there you go,
then we can save money. And no one's going to go to our competitor because we're all shit.
It's all shit service.
And then startup, like, they don't want to take over.
Yeah.
Like Unity's super small business. Mm. They have been a delight.
Yeah.
And like they use internet through the sky.
the cloud internet.
Yeah. Like there's no cores. Mine's not on the,
network. It's like Aura. It's like an Aura.
So when the NBN gets here, they don't need it.
Internet.
This is faster and it doesn't go through a cable.
Internet's old.
And they're delightful to deal with. And you go, yeah, mate, on the phone, and they know what you're talking about.
Beautiful.
It's
Unity. Do they service Victoria?
They do. I know they had a big outage in Victoria because someone cut the Telstra cable.
That's awkward.
And then they were like being very transparent about it, they were basically relaying the conversation they were having with their call center support from, I can't say Telstra. I don't know if it was Telstra. They were relaying, like, they obviously get the same 1-800 number calls and they got the same shit. It's going to be fixed within 3 days or something. And it was like, we're running a business here. We can't have you guys doing that.
I've got nothing but good, I've got nothing but good words to say about Telstra because I've realized.
Gas company.
Don't get me fucking started on Australian gas networks.
Is he angry about that? Yeah.
Oh. It's connected now. Finally. Okay. Finally.
So you can stay warm.
Yeah. And have hot showers.
Overrated. But go on.
I love that the connection for gas and water is a physical
connection. It's a
physical different one.
You want gas in your water?
Well, no, but like how many times
flammable water.
Did something? Because making more sense would be to just make one connection then. One gas goes through and one water goes through. So obviously they used to do it that way, and so many people connected the water pipe up to the gas thing, they go, nah, we're making two completely different connections.
What?
You lost me.
Hey, what are you talking about?
The connection, the mother, the male and female.
Yeah, okay, so you can't connect them.
No, I think they're opposites. I think one thread's left and one thread's right.
Okay, like a barbecue.
Yes, that's okay, gas. Yes.
Yep, that is gas. That's one of the things he was talking about.
Yeah,
you can't have water in a barbecue.
You could. You physically can't connect a water hose
to a barbecue
without a series of apparatus.
if you had somehow fucking jerry-rigged water to shoot out your barbecue, hey, for one, not getting a meal. You get a wet sausage.
You can have fish.
But two, well done to you.
All I'm thinking about now is somehow getting a pressurized gas canister full of water and switching your gas thing on your computer on your barbecue. So next time you turn your barbecue on, it just fucking explodes with water.
But how many people do you think that happened to back in 1920 or whenever they first invented this stuff? That finally, I'm picturing, like, you know the guy from Spider-Man? The new presenter, he's like sitting there with his cigar. He's like,
J. Jonah Jameson.
Yes. He's like, damn it, Rodriguez. Stop connecting the bloody water up to the gas. We're going to make a whole new system.
I don't think that's how. Well, I don't know how you got to that.
Yeah, no, I can understand because it's some old white guy in charge. Yeah, I can see
that. No, because your plumber had to set your gas connection
up. It's the patriarchy.
Yeah, what? Yeah, because plumbers do, like. It's
why they're water people.
They do water and gas.
Back to Pokemon, out of their type.
No, they do.
That's like Squirtle doing.
No, they do. They do water and gas. Weird. They do water and gas.
That's, and gas.
Yeah.
They get paid double for that.
No, it's part of plumbing.
Gas.
Yes.
Gas isn't a liquid. It's a gas. It's right there in the name.
That's not the same thing.
Solids, liquids, and gas.
Hey, I'm not a plumber. Or
yeah, but
a gas
isn't gas liquid? Yeah, LPG, liquid petroleum gasoline.
Yeah.
So it's a form of, like, it's the gaseous gas form of fuel.
Yeah.
I don't understand why.
I don't understand.
What are you talking about?
This but is like plumbers, that aura conversation plumbers, about gas.
Plumbers do water and gas.
It's two jobs. Why don't they do solids as well? Because that's a bricklayer's job, mate.
Well, fuck it, man. If we're just making everyone do everything.
You're just talking about Johnny Everyjob. That's what you're talking about. You're talking about old Jack.
How have we got to here?
I'm a handyman.
How have we got
you're not
to here?
You're a handyman.
Yeah, you got a handyman. He won't do your electric or your plumbing.
You're saying he can.
Not electric. Mate, that's something else.
Jesus, mate.
No, not electric,
that's
mate.
That's another job again. You're saying he can do gas, water, and solids now. And that's Johnny Handyman. All right? That's Jack of all trades.
What is electricity?
That's, what is it? I don't know.
That's magic sparks.
Yeah. Is that a solid or a gas or a liquid? Or is it option four?
It's a different thing. I don't know.
I thought there was only three things.
This is what happens
when you only finish your 10.
This is what happens instead of fucking doing stuff in school, you're playing soccer. This is what fucking happens.
Yeah, but Matt, if you don't know the days of the week, how about you stay out of cup science class?
Just go over there with the soccer ball.
Okay, yeah, sorry, I was kicking against that. 100!
Electricity is a flow of energy. It is not a solid, liquid, or a gas.
Option four!
The underlying substance are electrons, which are unchanged in a conductor. Unchanged in a conductor.
Can I just point out, the people that have tuned into this podcast have been taken on a wild ride. And have just learned about what electricity is.
Yeah.
Oh, it's educational.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
We should get a
grant.
We should do that.
Or we should apply for one. It's an educational podcast.
We should get part of the gut. Yeah, well, we
connect with the kids in a way that, in a format that they will understand.
They'll get it.
They can learn all about how plumbers and
it's not the same thing.
They get paid double.
It's not the same thing.
They're doing two jobs.
It's not the same thing.
Where's the line? Because gas and water are two different things. Yeah. And we're like, you know what? We can do that all together. Electricity, different thing.
At what point do you turn around as a fucking big wig company man sitting up in your ivory tower and go, hey, amalgamate those jobs, motherfucker.
Let's just use one connection.
One guy. You put the electric, you put the solids and the water and the gas in the same pipe.
He can learn to twist left and right.
He'll be alright. Just re-thread it. And then water barbecue. That's how it works. That's how it works, kid.
So a gas plumber or gas fitter is a type of plumber.
Oh, it's a subsect. So it is a different job.
It's a subsect.
Most,
It's like a 3-day course.
They maintain a repair guy.
Chemist in Thailand.
Most plumbers provide gas fitting services, including installation, disconnection, maintenance, and repair of pipes and fittings used in gas systems.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, okay. So it's because they use this, like, they all use copper
similar
pipe.
Similar shit.
Yeah, they use copper. They all
not
use...
the same, different connection. Well, that makes more sense why they now use different connections. Because it's the same dude. So he's like, I did plumbing yesterday. I'm in fucking right turning mode. And then one day he wasn't doing plumbing and he's still in right turning mode. And if the connection still went, you got water in your bloody barbecue.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
It does make sense when you think about it like that.
Well, because gas, more to the point, having water in your gas pipe probably isn't as fucking dangerous as having gas in your water pipe.
I have electricity in all of them. And that's why that's a separate job.
Oh, I can imagine, like, if I was a tradie and I had an apprentice.
Yeah,
I would definitely have two different connections.
Yeah.
Every apprentice I've ever met, I would be like, yep, definitely, you need to know. If you start turning right and it doesn't go, turn the other way, mate. I'm not going to leave that decision up to you.
No.
Not for you.
I have an interesting story about, so I was working on a generator, a big 20-foot generator, this big fucking, massive ton thing, and my electrician mate was like, yeah, do us a favor, just take the fucking front plate off, and just unscrew the cables because I'll swap them around and it'll be good to go. We're going to change it from this fault to this fault.
Yeah.
And I thought I was being very helpful.
Oh, okay.
And I went, yeah, go. Okay, sweet. But hey, I'll help you. Redders, I've got you covered, bud. So I took the plate off. I took the cables off. Okay. I watched him do the first one. I know which cables he's moving around. They're all the same color anyway. I'll just swap them like he swapped them. So I swapped them and I put the plate back on. And he goes, oh, Dill, what are you doing? I said, oh, wait. Jamie, don't worry about it, bro. I took care of it for you. He goes, which cable did you put where? I said, I just watched what you did. They're all the same color. You just fucking move them around. He goes, they're not all the same color. I said, they're all yellow, Jamie. He goes, no, that's dirt. I said, what do you mean? So I took the fucking plate back off and he gave him a wipe. And there was a red one, a blue one, and a green one. And I put them all in the wrong area. He said, if I had turned that on, it would have blown up. I went, well, you fucking should have told me that, Jamie. You can't just... I'm over here playing with waters and solids, and you're over here playing with electrons, cunt. You can't be fucking.
And that's why it's not a plumber.
That's why it's a different job. Jimmy Bang Bang.
Gas fittings are specifically designed for use with gases such as flammable propane or hazardous phosgene.
Oh, yeah.
These types of fittings have a reverse thread, so the cuts are, meaning they're cut in a reverse direction,
exactly.
So that they cannot be connected with air lines, water lines, or vent lines. Makes more sense when I think of it. Like, I was like,
that's
yeah, water.
Exactly what I said.
Yeah, it makes so that you can't. So basically, so somebody doesn't hook gas up to your water. Yeah.
That
How did we get onto this?
Area codes.
Yeah. What? Okay. So now area.
Ridiculous.
How do we get on
phone area codes?
I've never called interstate on the first go.
I don't call landlines because I'm not a fucking ancient peasant. I use my mobile phone. I don't even fucking dial people.
Oh, yeah, because you call them a gas company.
I fucking dial people on... I Facebook audio people. I don't even
so what don't you get about area codes?
I just don't... It takes me a couple of goes to figure it out. I have to try a couple different combinations when the phone starts ringing.
Are you talking about like the 03
yeah.
Then landline?
Yeah, that bit confuses me.
You can Google that.
Yeah, I've looked it up a few times every time. Because it's that... far between how often. I might do it once a year.
Yeah.
So by the time I'm up to doing it again, I'm like, shit, this didn't go very well last time I did this.
You can Google more than once, though.
Yeah, but it's easier to just trial and error.
Oh,
is it though?
Yeah, just couple numbers.
So what's this in reference to?
It's hard to call interstate sometimes. That's why I like calling my Instagram.
It makes it easier.
Technology is bringing us together.
Yeah.
It's just a random thought. I find area codes difficult. And I think... Like the name of a suburb, obsolete.
Oh, area codes, I would definitely...
Yeah, borders and shit. We're all one global race. That's a podcast.
Yeah, I'd just like to keep ours here, though.
Oh, yeah.
Fit in or fuck off.
Yeah.
James has not expressed the views. I'm a very accepting person.
Yeah. Oh, Jimmy Bang Bang over there just stuck in the...
Real
speaking of countries, Greenland... and Iceland.
Mm.
Someone fucking with us.
I know where you're going with that.
Yeah, Greenland.
What the fuck? Like, I think I looked into it. I'm pretty sure the climates have changed. But
no,
but pull your head in.
It was an old Tommy joke.
Was a joke?
Yeah, it was an old Tommy Viking joke. Look, Jimmy Bang Bang, Google that.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was an old Tommy Viking joke.
How pissed off would you have been if you got on a boat for a holiday.
Yeah, but like that's what it started as one of those things. It's like, oh yeah, guys, check out that Greenland. It's like, what do you mean? Well, go off the name, buddy. You
know no, what I mean. He's not lying.
It's a joke.
A war broke out among Norwegian Vikings. One boat launched. One band launched boats and fled. They discovered a Greenland and settled. Afraid that their enemies might pursue them, they sent word back that it was all ice and they called it Iceland. But then another island more distant. No, I didn't come by
ice.
Even better. So then they sent word back to Norway that their island was actually an Iceland, but that another island, more distant, larger, and indeed covered by ice, was inhabitable. Greenland. And so the Green Island became Iceland and the Icy Island became Greenland.
Like I said, old timey Viking joke.
So Vikings spoke English.
They spoke something. They spoke a language.
Was it
old timey Viking joke language?
But wouldn't the name have changed? They must have spoke English.
It just says this story is fiction.
Yeah.
The true story is more complicated, had something to do with some Norse chieftain who founded a word I can't say in 874.
So it's like Green translation.
Yeah, Greenland was not discovered until a century or so later when a Norwegian who was sailing to Iceland was blown off course, later named Greenland by Eric the Red. Another Norwegian.
Yeah, but change your bloody name. It's
I like it.
It's confusing.
I think that it was the old Tommy Viking joke, and that's what I'll be passing on as truth.
They're trolling us. Children.
So they're trolling us.
Stupid islands.
I'm fine with that.
We're up to an hour and a half.
So let's pick one.
We should probably...
Yeah, I was going to say...
What I'm thinking? We'll just...
Do the UFC fight picks, and the other people can just miss out on that stuff.
Do you want to save that? I'll do that. We can do that later.
We can do that as a live.
Yeah, we'll do that as a live.
Okay.
We'll do that as a live.
What? Tune into Tiny Sumo live stream on Instagram, which we're going to do next to each other, which will be weird and fun.
Yep, we're going to have to sit on each other's laps.
How am I going to fit?
Well, we'll have three. Well, you can hold one of the phones. A series of cats.
Cats. Cat party.
We're going to have cats fitting.
Yeah, and we can make sure you turn left, not right.
No, I'll reverse through you in a minute.
Touch base again. Make sure you get out to your local Aura Centre. Check out the Pimps on Google now. It's the Paranormal Investigation Mobile Patrol Service. They're in the River Valley?
Riverland, I think.
Riverland, River Valley.
It's like Greenland.
No, Goolwa. I'm pretty sure they were in Goolwa. Somewhere regional.
Yeah, so
Goolwa is not full of ice.
Goolwa.
Riverland, no rivers.
Lots of ghost stuff.
Lots of trees.
And lots of ghosts.
There are lots of trees in the Riverland.
Exactly. This thing just keeps going. Where does it end?
Viking.
The Riverland does have a river, though. Well, apparently it's drying up.
It's a matter of opinion, based off the drought. Vikings. There you go. Are we doing a wrap up?
Nah, that's it. It's done.
Yeah, this is how we end them.
You just end them like that.
Final thought.
Have you never listened to the end of one of our podcasts?
To be honest, I don't think anyone has made one of our podcasts.
Okay, guys, thanks for
If you listen to this, send James an email.
Ask for some free shit. Bye.